News release: University of Guelph. A ceremony led by Indigenous elders will be held on the University of Guelph's Johnston Green September 30 to mark Orange Shirt Day and the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation. Organized by members of U of G's Indigenous Student Center, Indigenous Initiatives and the Indigenous Student Society, the event called Honoring and Healing Together will recognize residential school survivors and children who never returned home. The event is open to the U of G community. People may drop in from noon to 2 p.m. and are encouraged to wear orange clothing, said Kara Wacomp, special advisor to the President on Indigenous Initiatives. Currently, there is a heightened awareness of the atrocities that occurred at residential schools, said Wacomp. We must use this time to learn about the truths being shared and be active in our efforts towards decolonization and reconciliation on our campus and within our communities. The ceremony will begin with words from Elders Dan and Mary Lou Smoke. Mary Lou is Ojibwe Nation, from Batchewana, on Lake Superior, and Dan is Seneca Nation from the Six Nations Grand River Territory. Members of the Indigenous Student Center will perform drumming throughout the ceremony, and a sacred fire and tobacco offerings will be available. This is an important day for not just Indigenous peoples, but all Canadians, said Paige Saunders, Indigenous Student Society co-chair. Today is a day to honor our communities and move forward with reconciliation. We need to confront our dark histories as Canadians and honor those who have survived genocide and move forward in a good way towards healing. During Truth and Reconciliation Week from September 27 to October 1, U of G will light Johnston Tower in orange at night and lower the University Center flags. Throughout the week, the university will share stories, videos and social posts illustrating how U of G and its members are moving toward truth and reconciliation. In addition to the ceremony on Johnston Green, the Department of Integrative Biology's Indigenous Belonging and Connections Committee will hold a ceremony on September 30 for U of G community members outside the Summerlee Science Complex at 10 a.m. The committee has also installed a collection of books by Indigenous authors and about Indigenous experiences in the second-floor lounge of the Science Complex. Scholarly treatments, fiction, graphic novels and other works are available for U of G members to borrow. U of G's McLaughlin Library has added a subcategory to its Exploring Indigenous Narratives and Worldviews collection in recognition of Orange Shirt Day and the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation. Curated by Indigenous Initiatives and the Indigenous Student Center, the collection includes resources that explore the history of residential schools in Canada. We curated this subcategory to share experiences of those impacted by the residential school system and to uplift the stories of survivors, their families and communities, said Wacomp. The collection, which includes novels, memoirs, research texts and scholarly texts, is meant to enable learning and exploration about First Nations, Inuit and Métis peoples, cultures and worldviews. U of G's University Center Chef's Hall will prepare a menu of Indigenous food on September 30th. Consisting of Three Sisters soup, salmon, sautéed leeks and mushrooms with cider cream, bison and root vegetable stew, wild rice pilaf, sweet potato mash, and bannock. Also this fall, the School of English and Theatre Studies will hold the Truth and Reconciliation Commission Reading Challenge. During these online, 40-minute sessions to be held every Monday, U of G members may volunteer to read or just listen and are invited to take part in reflection, conversation and questions. For more information on the ways the university is moving towards truth and reconciliation, visit Indigenous Initiatives.